భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 8 చాప్టర్ 16 టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 31 చాప్టర్ ఎంటైటిల్డ్ ద పయవ్రత ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ వర్షిప్ ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ నమః త్రిపదే నమో ద్విశీర్ష్ణే త్రిపదే చతుశృంగాయ తంతవే చతుశృంగాయ తంతవే సప్తహస్తాయ యజ్ఞాయ సప్తహస్తాయ యజ్ఞాయ త్రైవిద్యాత్మనే నమః త్రైవిద్యాత్మనే నమః. This verse doesn't have purport, so I was asked to continue up till 39 shloka. And next verse translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, Lord Shiva or Rudra, who are the reservoir of all potencies, the reservoir of all knowledge and master of everyone. Purport. It is a system for one to offer obeisances unto the expansion or incarnation of the Lord. Lord Shiva is the incarnation of ignorance, one of the modes of nature. Next one. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are situated as Hiranyagarbha, the source of life, the supersoul of every living entity. Your body is the source of the opulence of all mystic power. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I offer my, next verse, 34. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are the original personality of Godhead, the witness in everyone's heart, and the incarnation of Naranarayan Rishi in the form of human being. O personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. 35 verse, translation. My Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are dressed in yellow garments, whose bodily hue resembles the Markata gem, and who have the full Markata gem, who have the full control over the goddess of fortune. O my Lord Keshava, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. 36 verse translation. O most exalted and worshipable Lord, best of those who bestow benediction, you can fulfill the desires of everyone, and therefore those who are sober for their own welfare worship the dust of your lotus feet. Next verse, 37 translation. All the demigods as well as the goddess of fortune engage in the service of his lotus feet. Indeed, they respect the fragrance of those lotus feet. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead be pleased with me. 38th translation. Kashyapa Muni continued, by chanting all these mantras, welcoming the Supreme Personality of Godhead with faith and devotion, and offering him the items of worship such as Padhya, Arghya, one should worship Keshava, Hrishikesha, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. 39th verse translation. In the beginning, the devotee should chant Dvadasakshara mantra and offer flower garlands, incense and so on. After worshipping the Lord in this way, one should bathe the Lord with milk and dress him with proper garments, a sacred thread and ornaments. After offering water to wash Lord's feet, one should again worship the Lord with fragrant flowers, incense, and other paraphernalia. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The Dvadasakshara mantra is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. While worshipping the deity, one should ring a bell with his left hand and offer padhya, argya, vastra, gandha, mala, abharan, bhushan, and so on. In this way, one should bathe the Lord with milk, dress him, and again worship him with all paraphernalia. Hare Krishna. So here, Kashyap Muni is instructing Mother Devahuti how to perform the process of Payavrata worship. The main reason for the condition of this material existence is because of our strong identification with the matter, body. So, when we do that, we consider ourselves the center of everything, and the moment we are absorbed in bodily consciousness, immediately we are overwhelmed by a passion. When we are overwhelmed by passion, the mind, which is usually in the mode of goodness, also will be overcome by passion and starts demanding things. Then, whatever we think of, if things happen, things don't happen according to our thinking, we will be agitated. When things happen according to our will and wish, some jubilation, some elation. And in this process, we continue the cycle of birth and death. Tomorrow there is no guarantee for anything. The present circumstance, the present situation in which we are placed, we can be unseated from that position at any moment of time. But we don't realize that because of a false ego. This is true with anybody. Indra to Indra Gopa, insect. Whatever I have explained, from an insect to Indra, they are actually experiencing this. Some happiness, some distress. And when the distress comes, because of the collective karma, the family members are also affected. And that's what is happening here. Mother Devahuti, she being the mother of Indra, the demigods, she is experiencing that distress. And she is actually trying to counteract. But however, her husband, who is advanced, is suggesting her a solution. Krishna, who is the solution for all the problems of this material world. So this whole chapter, Kashyap Muni explains how to worship Krishna. Recently, I was reading 11th kind of Srimad Bhagavatam, Uddhava Gita, where there is a chapter, process of deity worship. When I was reading that, was very happy because whatever Krishna is explaining to Uddhava, especially regarding deity worship, that's what we follow in ISKCON. So I thought, oh, here where I am, where everything is followed according to Sadhu Guru and Shastra. You actually, prior to coming to ISKCON, I have associated with a few other missions, religious organizations. A lot of speculation was there. Some people gave so much importance to Guru and no Krishna. Some people say only Krishna, no Guru. But here, everything is based on Sadhu Guru and Shastra. What is the need for a deity worship? We are spirit souls, but we are overwhelmed by false ego. Then, where is the room to come out of it? So what Krishna does is, you're filled with false ego, you do not know how to deal with Vaishnavas, and in that process you may commit a lot of Vaishnavaparad. You are coming to this place to purify yourself. Instead, you are committing Vaishnavaparad and putting yourself, taking yourself away from all these things, because Vaishnavaparad is a mad elephant offense. So, what you do, you worship me, you have a connection with me, you serve me, whatever way you do, I'm your father, I excuse you, but I accept that service. That way, I purify you, I give you the knowledge with which you can deal with the Vaishnavas. That is one of the reasons actually. So, Krishna is telling, Krishna is a person, God is a person. So, what we have to do is, we have to worship according to His need, according to His pleasure. Couple of days ago, we were listening to the lecture from His Holiness Radhana Swami. What is the element that causes our progress? Only one element. How much Krishna is pleased with our behavior, with everything, with our sadhana, with our day-to-day relationships, with whatever we do. If Krishna is pleased, yes, we make progress. If not, Bhaktitirtha Swami, he told in Vrindavan like 6-7 years ago actually. In spiritual life, there is no thing called stagnation. There is nothing called stagnation. Sometimes we feel that I am not making progress. You know, I am where I am. Day one and after this many years. Stand still. He said, no. There is nothing called stand still. Either you make progress or you fall down, slide down. That's what he said. So, we have to constantly endeavor to make progress. Because uttishtata, jagrata, prapyavaran, nibhodata. Svetasarata, Sveta Ashvatara Upanishad explains, Vedaha metam purusham mahantam, adityavarnam tamasaparasht. Tvameva viditva atimrityameti, nanyapanta vidyate yanaya. Uttishtata, jagrata, prapyavaran, nibhodata. By worshipping that Supreme Lord, who is described in Vedas, who is Mahapurusha, adityavarnam tamasaparastad, he is a powerful, effulgent, by worshipping whom we come out of cycle of birth and death. So, my dear citizens, uttishtata, awake. Wake up. How long will you sleep on the lap of Maya? Same thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Jiva jago, jiva jago. So, you awake. What next? Jagrata, just mere being awake is not enough. You know, I mean, arise, that is utishtata. Jagrata, keep yourself awake. Sorry, jagrata means awake, wakefulness. Then what next? Prapyavarani bodhata. Don't stop being awake. Keep on going, running. How long? Prapyavara nibhodata. Until you attain that ultimate goal. You have to keep on going. How long? The sprinter does not keep on running. You know, if it is a, you know, what is that? A long 30-mile walk, 30-mile running otherwise. You know, okay, you run for 20 miles, your second person is behind you by miles. So will you stop? No. You want to set a record. You don't look for anybody. You're alone. What do you do? You will stop only when you touch that rope line. When you touch the ribbon, you stop. That is what this Upanishad is telling. Prapyavaran nibhodata. Don't stop. Problems will come. You may be getting tired. Mouth is getting dried up. Prapyavaran nibhodata. Problems come. It may rain. It may sunshine. A wind. Snowfall. Don't stop. Why? You got into this race of attaining the lotus feet of Krishna. How is that possible? Vidahametam purusham mahantam. So worship nobody but that person who is described in scriptures. So, trials and tribulations come, problems come, but one-pointed determination. How long? Until that person comes and picks us up. I am very pleased for your endeavor. Get up. So, we do sadhana to become sadhana siddha, only to become kripa siddha. We do our sadhana to attract the kripa. Kaliga, we have taken birth, means we have no qualification. Recently, I was reading this question by Uddhava. Actually, I was really shocked. That type of question he asked. Actually, I shared with some of the brahmacharis also. It's like a eye-opener. Krishna is going to depart after this conversation. So Uddhava is putting all these questions. Krishna, body is dead. Five elements. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. It's dead. The moment spirit soul leaves the body, immediately flies come and land on the body. How many of us throughout our life drive the flies? Hey, we don't drive the flies. But you know what? With my own eyes, I have seen my father and my uncle. The moment they left the body, less than 3 minutes, the flies started coming and landing. Hey, here is a dead body. Let me feast. So Uddhava is asking, body is dead. Cannot enjoy. Spirit soul is a spirit. Spirit means part and parcel of Krishna. Spirit soul doesn't know anything other than Krishna consciousness. So Uddhava is making this analogy. Body is dead like wood. But inside, fire is there, dormant. We cannot see. Spirit soul is like fire. Listen very carefully. Body is dead. Cannot enjoy anything. Spirit soul is fully spiritual. Cannot enjoy anything material. Then Uddhava is asking. Then I am enjoying the material pleasures. Who is enjoying? I said, Bapre. I never thought. You know? Before coming to Krishna consciousness, so many advertisements. There is one outlet, the chain of food outlets. This company, you know, eating is believing. You eat, eating is believing. So they are making advertisement. Means what? Please enjoy by eating. By eating a burger, this fast food. But gratify your senses and be happy. Practically, 99% or more than that are the slaves of senses. We are godasses. And Uddhava is asking a very, very tricky question which shakes the shakes our material existence. Our goal is to enjoy. And Uddhava is telling, body is dead, spirit soul is Krishna conscious, and who is enjoying? And I thought, yeah, that's true, you know. Who is enjoying? And the worst thing is, the senses, kama, adina, apalita, or that sloka is there, you know. You have served our senses, tongue, ears, nose, for 30, 40 years. One fine morning, the senses come before us and say, sir, thank you very much for having served me all these years. Today onwards, I'll listen to you and I'll serve you whatever you say. Will the senses come and say like that? Not really. As we grow old and older, the senses become wild and wilder. And they make us miserable. Listen very carefully. One of our good friends, his father, grandfather, was a... I don't remember whether I told this or not. He was a commercial tax commissioner. Means what? You know, in India, you know, India is like top 10 countries in the world known for corruption. So in that country, you're tax commissioner. So much money. So this person, his wife would tell, listen, he told me this. His wife would tell public, my husband would not eat his lunch without this non-vegetarian curry. So he was so proud of telling, "Arre bina ye khana, me khana hi sakta hai, no? It should be there." How long? 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. This person retired. Same family. Yeah? Listen very carefully. Same family. This person, he cannot. Body ages, but mind is fresh. We had a million, 10 million, 10 billion lifetimes, but only one mind. We might have taken 10 billion bodies, but only one mind. So mind says, you have fed the mind for this 50 years, 60 years, and now you became old, teeth are gone, but mind says, 12:30, where is that non-vegetarian curry? And stomach says, I can't digest. Mind says, I want. Tongue says, yes, I also want. This person, they had to take him to the hospital. Practically, it became a regular phenomena. He cannot digest and develop a lot of inconvenience. But he could not stop. He could not give up this habit. So this grandson was explaining to me, you know, this person cannot control his tongue and we have to take him to hospital. But these people, they were worshipping him 20 years ago. My grandfather is this tax commissioner. So the whole world is in ignorance. Should I give a devotee example? In Vrindavan, like, you know, any temples, Mahaprasad is a lot of demand. And we'd pick it up, lunch. I want to eat the Paneer Mahaprasad, but not Kerala Mahaprasad. So, a new temple commander came, and what he did, he wanted to really restrict, hey, this is Mahaprasad, I want everyone to honor it as Mahaprasad. Not only Paneer Mahaprasad or Rasgulla Mahaprasad, but you have to eat Kerala Mahaprasad also in that way. So what he would do, he would mix everything. I don't know whether it is bona fide or not. Honest. sambar, sabji, rasgullas. He would mix everything and he would bring it and eat. You know what devotees would do? Put the fingers carefully, pick up that rasgulla mahaprasad in that heap of mahaprasad and take. Or pick up that paneer is underneath. He would plan actually. The less demand ingredients would come on the top and the top demand ingredients would go down. I was also one among them. Put the fingers underneath and take that paneer mahaprasad or rasgulla, whatever the conditioning. But anyway, it's very good because mahaprasad is mahaprasad. It purifies. The conditioning. You know, use the fingers as forceps carefully. Take only that portion of papad which is not, gila. I mean, jo bhi sukha hai, wo lene ka. Gila ho gaya, chodne ka. So Uddhava is asking, body is dead. Spirit soul is Krishna conscious. Who is enjoying? Krishna's answer, I said when I read Bapre. If you want, I can read it. Otherwise, I remember. Foolish spirit soul identifies with the body. Hridayananda Maharaj is writing, foolish spirit soul, because he wants to enjoy independent of Krishna. He wants to enjoy independent of Krishna. Is overwhelmed by passion. Then he has to take up, he has to mix with matter. He has to mix with matter. Can you mix oil with water? No. Oil is oil, water is water. It's a very uneven combination. But a spirit can never mix with matter. But we are telling, no, I want to enjoy independent of Krishna. You cannot mix with matter, Krishna is telling, as a super soul. But we are saying, no, I want to enjoy independent of Krishna. Krishna has no other option but to provide, mix you with matter. So in the womb, what happens? The first thing, bubble forms. What is that? Kapila Muni explains. And we are stuck in that. So what happens? It's an uneven combination like oil and water. So if you keep on pouring oil in the water, what happens? Bubbles come. Likewise, what is the outcome? False ego comes. Krishna is telling, this false ego has no existence. False ego ka existence hai nahi. It has no existence. Means, whatever we are trying to enjoy in this world, has no existence. Material. That's why material world is, material pleasures are temporary and more than anything illusory. Why? False ego is enjoying. Why? False ego has no existence. Means the pleasures we are enjoying, material pleasures, they have no existence. But throughout our life, that is what we hanker for. I said, Bap re. So again he wrote, very gross. What is the grossest pleasure in this world? Sensual pleasure. Maharaj writes, sex pleasure in that book. Mind records, but it has no existence. But what is the result? We are bound. Mind is recording that experiences and false ego is enjoying. False ego hai nahi. We are in Maya. So Krishna is telling, wake up. Prapya varan nibhodata. You are trying to enjoy something which is not there. It means understand, I'm talking to myself, how much deep rooted our ignorance is. Somebody is waking us up. So here, what is the mantra? He is telling Satyuga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Mantra is waking us up. He is waking us up. Get up, get up, get up. Even the initial days of sadhana, initial years of sadhana, we will definitely have an experience of that waking us, waking up, getting up. It's like alarm, you know. It rings. What is time? 4 o'clock. And sleep again. And it snoozes. 4, 5. It rings. We'll wake up and we'll stop. So likewise, this is exactly that type of stage we are in. But a Siddha Purusha, a person who has attained the perfection of his life, he is not like that. Fully awake all the time. Like, you know, if you see coconut, a fully ripe coconut, fully dried coconut, in that, the actual coconut, it's the coverings are there. You know, the outer covering, the inner covering. But in that, if you shake like this, you can hear. Means the inner coconut pulp, you know, completely detached from the internal hard covering and the external, the, you know, the leafy, the green one. So, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the worship, worshipping Krishna, everything is for us to wake up, for us to dissociate. to disassociate action. That's why the mantra, what is more important? Yes, we are worshipping Krishna, Supreme Lord, the Supreme Spirit, no tinge of matter, no tinge of material modes. And what are we doing? We are trying to connect with Him. Argya, Padhya, you know, all the shodasopacharas when we do to Krishna, slowly, because we are reposing our consciousness, because we are focusing our consciousness on spirit, that point of time, our spiritual substance, the spirit soul, is active. Other point of time, especially when we are brushing our teeth, bodily consciousness. When we are taking our bath, fully forget, come to the body consciousness. So in that body spirit, body spirit, body spirit, if we keep on worshipping Krishna, this false ego which has no existence, slowly loses its existence. And then like a wake-up call, alarm is ringing, we'll slowly get up. But what is the process? Taking shelter of Krishna and chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I asked Hare Krishna Prabhu, can I tell this story? It is only on Vittal, Krishna. So he said, actually, I wanted to ask senior devotees. I could not find. I was asked to give Bhagavatam class. I was told exactly few minutes before the class. Some, you know, degree, I don't know who was supposed to give. So otherwise, I could have taken permission. But it is on Krishna and connected to whatever I am speaking. I hope I am not offending anybody. So if senior devotees give me blessings, I'll speak. It's a nice story, but wonderful story. When we make connection with the deity, Krishna, how he reciprocates? And how the holy name takes us, extricates us from this body consciousness and reveals our original form and takes us back to Krishna. Prabhupada was asked, what is the result of chanting Hare Krishna? Why should we chant Hare Krishna? Why should we chant? Prabhupada said, we chant to chant. That's it. not that we chant to get darshan of Krishna, or not yet we chant to get the audience of Krishna, not that we chant to go back to spiritual world. But we chant to chant. What do we do after going back to spiritual world? Same thing. Gopis, when Krishna is not there, they see Krishna in that holy name. When Krishna comes, in the absence of Krishna, gopis serve Krishna through holy name. When Krishna comes, gopis serve Krishna directly. Hanuman, Krishna, Ramchandra is going back to spiritual world. And he didn't tell Hanuman, you pack your stuff, bags, and we'll go together. Hanuman is waiting. Lord Ramchandra came. My Lord, means Hanuman is getting ready. So should I pack my bags also? No, stay here. As a proof that Ramayana happened, you stay here. How much pain it is for Hanuman to be without Lord Ramchandra. So what does Hanuman do? Yes, my Lord, I'll do that service. But what does he do? He sees Lord Ramchandra in the holy name. Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. He is also happy because he is executing the Supreme Lord's mission. He is executing his orders. He is very happy. But can he live without the presence of Lord Ramchandra? No, not really. So how is he enjoying the presence of Lord Ramchandra? By fully relishing his holy name. Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. So what is, if we keep on chanting the holy name, our consciousness is imbued with holy name. Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, you know, because he chanted throughout his life in that consciousness, when Saraswati Thakur disciples went, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur disciples, when they went to that his room, the bricks were chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So it has permeated, the holy name has permeated from his heart and the surroundings. My brother came to this temple 4 years ago. That time I was in America. He called me and said, I was taking bath. If bathroom is also chanting the holy name of Krishna, I really do not know whether it is a realization that he told like that. This place, this temple, Chapadi temple, he said, you know, every wall is chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I have no problem. I did not struggle chanting my 16 rounds. He said that. All glories, I also stayed there. But I never had that realization, I told him. I came here like 8 years ago. But anyway, what is that? Haridas Thakur, that's what he is telling. If you cut me into pieces, every portion of my body chants Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Of course, the situation did not go to that extent. But this story I'm telling has gone to that extent. So what is that Haridas Thakur telling? You cut me my body into pieces, I will not stop chant Hare Krishna. I may die, but the body, every part of my body, every limb of my body chants Hare Krishna. So Chokamela, this devotee, his name is, my pronunciation may not be correct, but this devotee is a genuine worshipper of Vittal. Ponduranga. So actually it's a long story. 5 minutes is definitely not enough. So I'm cutting the story very short. One day, the devotees are worshipping Vittal. Suddenly, so from the Vittal deity, tears started coming, cascading. If we genuinely treat deity as deity, it is Krishna. Krishna does reciprocate. Prabhupada said, we have not constructed millions of dollars worth of temple. We have, you know, to worship a stone. We have constructed temples to worship Krishna. We are not crazy doing 7 times offering and 7 times arati. It is not stone. Or we don't have anything to do. It is Krishna. So, yes, deity does reciprocate. So, on this day, tears were coming. Pouring. My Lord, why? What happened? So Vittal spoke. My devotee, he left his body. Chokamela, he is a construction laborer. He worshipped me throughout his life with a lot of faith, chanting holy name. So just know what happened. He was, because he's a coolie, he was in the construction and the wall collapsed and all the coolies died and he also left his body. Because he left his body, I am feeling separation from him. Tajjane bedabhavat, Narad Muni says, my Lord, because your devotees are so dear to you, sadhanam hridayam mahyam, sadhanam hridayam tvaham. You know, you are not different from your devotees. They keep you in their heart and worship you. They are in your heart, my Lord. So that way, they are not different from you. Why? They are very dear to you. Madanyatte na janapi nahante bhyo managapi. In the episode of Ambarish Maharaj. So what is so surprising? He is so dear to you and you are lamenting. But Vittal said, my devotee has one request. He has one desire. What is that? If at all he has to leave his body, he wanted his body to be buried in this courtyard. So the devotees ask, is there anything that we can do for you? Is there anything that we can do for him? Yes. This devotee has only one desire. He wanted to be cremated in this courtyard, in this temple, of this temple. So please do that. But again, Vittal said, how is it possible? What they did, because it's an accident, all the 50, 60, 100 people, they died and they mass cremated. Then the devotee said, my Lord, if they are all mass cremated, how can we have a burial here when there is no body? Vittal said, no problem. He chanted throughout his life my name. He chanted my name so lovingly, so attentively, so feelingly, so helplessly. There is one way. What is that one way? Though the mass cremation took place, all the bodies, they were completely disintegrated into bones. Catch every bone and keep it in your ear. That bone, that chants, Vittal Vittal Panduranga, that bone is his bone. He pick up those bones and have a burial here. So devotees went to the place of cremation. There are a big heap of bones. And they started taking bone by bone, keeping it in the ear. Some bones. Panduranga Hari, Ramakrishna Hari. Vittala Vittala Panduranga. The bones were chanting the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Amazed. They picked up all the bones and they brought it to the courtyard of the temple and had a burial. They arranged a burial. That is, for this reason, the sannyasis in ISKCON, not only ISKCON, but the spiritual organizations, they don't cremate the bodies. Though we are Hindus, they bury. Why? Because his body has become spiritual for having taken association of that empowered spiritual personality. Not only he chanted, but he made us chant. His body, his bones, flesh, blood, they have completely become spiritualized, Krishnaized. We have a burial for that body. That is the meaning of Haridas Thakur telling, every limb of my body chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is, what is that? The glory of our parampara. We have acharyas like Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who made the bricks chant even after his departure. Recently, probably not recently, 5-6 months ago, I went to South India. I gave a lecture, sang. Then one person came to me and he shared his experiences. But one experience was intense. I had a spiritual master. And he said, what a glorious spiritual master he is. He was. He made everybody chant the name of Ram. Every vein of his body, every bone of his body was imbued with the holy name, Ram Nam Ram Mantra. But he departed. I am feeling separation from you. And nowadays, people became very rare who come and speak this type of, who come and impart this type of knowledge, who come and speak from Bhagavatam. Everybody comes and tells, you do this mantra, you'll get that. You do chant that mantra, you'll get that much money, or this job, or good wife, or good husband. But nobody is speaking such a wonderful, unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service. So the only point I picked up from that is, wow, there are people whose body is imbued, whose consciousness is completely Krishnaized. All glories to India, though it is degrading like anything at a very accelerated pace. It is possible. Dhritakarma Prabhu came to New Vrindavan a couple of years ago in Festival of Inspiration seminar. He was telling this. That is what is called liberation. But of course, he said higher than liberation. Once we attain that consciousness, the performing bhakti every day, day after day, month after month, year after year, life after life. I mean birth after birth. Wherever we are in that coconut, we'll be there like the separated pulp. We'll be chanting the holy name, fully enjoying. Otherwise, tell me, we don't even want our enemies to come to this material world, birth after birth. Mahaprabhu is telling, Mama janmani 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 shvare bhavatad bhaktir ayatikitvai. But whereas, when you are separated like that, you may be present in the body, but you are fully Krishna conscious. Whatever I have spoken, I only have theoretical knowledge. I don't have any realization. But thank you very much for having spoken, for having paid attention. Please do excuse me if I have spoken anything wrong. Excuse me as your humble servant. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Hari Premanand.